Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. I'm your host, Amara, and this is Black Girl Gone, a true crime podcast. On this episode of Black Girl Gone, I bring you an update on the story of Sheena Gibbs, who has been missing since November 2021. Sheena was 40 years old at the time and living in Chicago, Illinois, when she went missing. When Sheena first went missing, we had very little information about her disappearance. But since then, we have learned some disturbing new details about what was happening in Sheena's life before she disappeared. But those closest to Sheena say that despite those details, the Chicago Police Department has done very little to find Sheena. Almost 2 years after she was last seen, her family and friends are still trying to find out what happened to Sheena. This is Sheena's story. I first brought you Sheena's story in May 2022 after finding out about it on Instagram. At the time, it had been 6 months since she had disappeared. Since then, her family and friends have continued to search for answers about what happened to Sheena. But from the beginning, they have said that the Chicago Police Department has not prioritized her case. According to them, the police have failed to follow up on leads that they say are critical to the case. And as we approach the 2-year anniversary of Sheena's disappearance, not much has changed. When we first told Sheena's story, there was very little information about her disappearance. But recently, I got to speak to a friend of Sheena's who wanted to update me about the case and what has been discovered in the almost 2 years since she was last seen. Her case was also featured on a recent episode of Investigation Discovery Channel's Disappeared. For those who would like to watch it, it's the episode from season 11. It's episode 5. The things that we know about Sheena's life prior to her disappearance and the events surrounding her disappearance raise a ton of questions about people in her life and why the police don't seem to think that this case is important. There are still many unknowns about Sheena's disappearance, but it's most important for the world to know that Sheena is still missing. And so this week, I'm bringing you Sheena's story again with the updated information that we have. Sheena Gibbs is originally from Iowa. She grew up near Davenport in a small town called Muscatine, where she was raised by her mother, with whom she always had a very close relationship with. Eventually, Sheena left Iowa and moved to Chicago, Illinois. Sheena attended Truman College in Chicago before heading to Northwestern University of Illinois, and then Spoon River College. According to her bio, Sheena was the vice president of Student Senate at Spoon River, and she graduated from there with honors. Those who knew Sheena best describe her as someone who was driven and enjoys helping others, strong-willed and creative. She has the ability to connect with people no matter who they are or where they came from. When Sheena was 25, she was diagnosed with cervical cancer, which she beat, but her experience transformed her into an advocate for other cancer survivors in the same situation as herself. During her 2 decades in Chicago, Sheena volunteered for various organizations and found her passion in social activism. Her volunteer work included being an HIV/AIDS educator and an ESL tutor, and she also raised money to bring clean drinking water to drought-prone areas like Africa. Over the years, she worked as a home health aide and a dance instructor, And in her most recent position, she was responsible for scheduling COVID tests for the University of Illinois, Chicago. It was important to Sheena also to remain in close contact with her family, especially her mother. So at the beginning of November, when days had passed without a call from Sheena, her family knew that there was something wrong. According to her aunt, in September 2021, Sheena traveled back home to Iowa to check on her mom, who had been sick for a while. During Sheena's visit home to Iowa, her aunt Leela told the Black News Channel that Sheena had stayed with her for the entire week that she was there. Sheena was worried about her mom's health and was considering moving back to Iowa so that she could be closer to her. Sheena wasn't exactly thrilled about moving back to the small town where she grew up, according to Leela, but she loved her mother, and if she needed to move back, then she would have done that for her. Leela said Sheena returned to Chicago to figure things out and make a decision about moving back, but it was the last time that Leela saw her niece. Now, according to the episode of Disappeared, Sheena did go back to Iowa in October of 2021 and then returned to Chicago shortly before her disappearance. When I first covered Sheena's story, information about her personal life wasn't public, but after speaking to her friend and watching the Disappeared episode, I've learned that in the years prior to her disappearance, Sheena had been in a series of allegedly abusive relationships. Sheena had gone from the life of the party, always keeping in contact with her friends, to someone who was distant. She stopped calling and answering her phone, and months would go by without them hearing from her. Sheena's friends said that after her battle with cancer, a lot of things started to change in her life, and one of those things was the kind of men that she started dating. They weren't the kind of men that people were used to seeing her with. Sheena's friend told me that she was someone who would try to help people, save them if she could. And so they suspect that perhaps Sheena's desire to save these men from their troubled lives may have driven her to them. But these relationships, according to her friends, had changed Sheena, and she wasn't the same person that they had known. In 2021, Sheena had been dating a man whose name has not been publicly released, but by June of that year, Sheena was living with him in an apartment in Chicago. There's not much information about that relationship, and I'm not sure how or when the couple met. One of Sheena's friends that spoke to Disappeared said that when she would speak to Sheena on the phone, she never mentioned any issues with this boyfriend. But an incident reported by another friend leaves a different impression of that relationship. In June 2021, one of Sheena's friends said that she came to her house after her and her boyfriend had gotten into some kind of fight. It's not clear what the fight was about, but Sheena was upset and needed a place to calm down. Her friend said that she stayed for a while and talked and then went back to her apartment that she shared with her boyfriend. A few weeks later, her friend said that she texted Sheena to check in and see if everything was okay. Sheena texted her back telling her that everything was okay and that she was grateful for her help. Although there are still many things that we don't know about the circumstances surrounding Sheena's disappearance, what we do know is that the last time anyone heard from Sheena was November the 8th, and the last time she was seen was November the 5th. Through their own investigation, a friend of Sheena's discovered that she had become friends with an Uber driver. He was someone that she had met and would call for rides to various places. They had even gone out to eat a few times. The Uber driver said that the last time they saw Sheena was when they dropped her off at the Greenleaf Hostel. This hostel is located at Greenleaf Avenue and Sheridan in the Rogers Park neighborhood of Chicago. He told Sheena's friend that when he dropped her off, she told him that she was planning to go back to Iowa the next day. But we know that Sheena did not go back to Iowa the next day. Sheena's friend told me that before dropping Sheena off at the hostel, he told that friend of Sheena's that he had first taken her to the Edgebrook Motel, located near the end of the city. It's not clear what happened at that motel, but according to him, he then took Sheena to the hostel. According to information provided in the Disappeared episode, she was at the Greenleaf Hostel from November 1st to the 5th. Sheena's cousin, in an interview with a local news station, said that he spoke to her via text on November 3rd, and in that message, Sheena told him that she was planning to return to Iowa on the 4th, which would have been the following day. However, Sheena checked out of the hostel using her credit card on the 5th. Accounts from at least two people say that Sheena told them that she was going back to Iowa. The dates were different, but it does leave questions about what exactly was going on at the time. Sheena's aunt said that she usually traveled by bus when she came to Iowa, but there was no record of Sheena ever purchasing a bus ticket. In the days that followed, however, Sheena's family had not heard from her. Now, the exact location of Sheena's movements after leaving the hostel are unknown. However, on November 8th, Sheena sent a text message to a friend, and in this message, she said that she was making plans to return home to Iowa to help her sick mother. And that was the last time that Sheena was heard from, and she never arrived in Iowa. When her family didn't hear from her, they tried calling her phone, but their calls were going straight to voicemail, and they were starting to worry because that wasn't Sheena's typical behavior. Now, although she had been missing in action with her friends in recent years, I got the impression that because of her mom's health issues, Sheena always kept in contact with her family. And her cousin Chris said that she was in regular contact with them. And so Sheena's family waited a few more days, hoping that they would hear from her. But when days had gone by and there was still no word from Sheena, her family knew that something was wrong. Sheena's family reported her missing and began their urgent search to find her. With the busy fall season already in swing, you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Too busy this fall to cook but want to make sure you're eating well? With Factor, skip the extra trip to the grocery store and the shopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Then get back to crushing your goals. Adjust your stride this autumn without missing a step. Choose from 35 plus weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never frozen meals that promote a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences, all ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Relish the best of autumn with fall flavors. They're limited time only, hearty, comforting meals featuring seasonal vegetables like cranberry pecan chicken and apple Dijon pork chops, ready in just 2 minutes. They'll satisfy your fall cravings during the busy season without the hassle. Level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. Too busy running around during the day to think about lunch? Keep your energy up with Lunch to Go. Effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers that are ready to eat when you're on the go, no microwave required. Looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try delicious, dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle a busy autumn? Try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons to suit various preferences and tastes. Choose from breakfast items like their delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and potato bacon and egg breakfast skillet. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices. This October, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/girlgone50 and use code girlgone50 to get 50% off. That's girlgone50 at factormeals.com/girlgone50 to get 50% off. In November 2021, 40-year-old Sheena Gibbs went missing from Chicago, Illinois. In the days following the missing persons report being made, according to those closest to her, the Chicago Police Department did very little to search for Sheena, leaving them frustrated and causing critical information to be lost. In the months prior to Sheena's disappearance, she had become distant from her friends in Chicago. But when news began to spread among them that Sheena was missing, they were all shocked. One of her friends recalled the moment that she found out that Sheena was missing. She said that she got a text from a strange number asking if she had spoken to Sheena because she was missing. The friend said that when she saw the message, she thought it was a joke, and so she sent the message to Sheena to let her know that someone was saying that she was missing. But she never got a response from Sheena. And not long after receiving the first message, she got a message from Sheena's aunt telling her that Sheena was in fact missing. In the wake of Sheena's disappearance, her family turned to social media to search for information. They spoke to friends of Sheena's in Chicago, but no one had any information about where she could be. Having lived in Chicago for nearly 2 decades, Sheena had developed a network of friends and associates. They, however, did not know where she was. Sheena's family did learn through her friends that Sheena was dating someone, but after Sheena was reported missing to police, there seemed to be no sense of urgency on their behalf. Most of the groundwork was being done by Sheena's friends in Chicago. They were the ones who tracked down the Uber driver who dropped her off and discovered the stay at the hostel. But when this information was given to police, it took them months to follow up on these leads. According to records, the police were first contacted in December 2021 regarding the information about the Uber driver and the hostel. They told police that at the time, at least one witness had also seen Sheena at the hostel and that there was surveillance footage from the front desk that they could look at to see if Sheena was with anybody. Police, however, did not immediately follow up on the leads, and by the time they went to the hostel to get the camera footage, it had been deleted. Sheena's family and friends began receiving tips and information that they forwarded to police, but it did not appear that they were following up on those leads. One of those tips from December 2021 pointed fingers at Sheena's boyfriend, the one that she had been living with prior to her disappearance. The tip said that he had been openly abusive toward Sheena, identifying him by name and providing his address. The friend of Sheena's that I spoke to said that as far as they knew, Sheena's ex told police that they had gotten into an argument and that he kicked Sheena out of the apartment. But What's not known is if police ever spoke to Sheena's ex again, or any of the other men that she had been previously involved with. For Sheena's family and friends, the biggest frustration, aside from Sheena missing, is the lack of effort police have put into this case. At first, they would not even pull Sheena's phone records, telling her family that they needed a court order. But after months of Sheena's family and friends searching for her, police, who initially refused to pull Sheena's phone records, finally obtained a copy. But it had been 7 months since Sheena was last seen, and so much time had already been lost. But once the records were received, the hope was that they would get a clearer picture of what happened to Sheena after she checked out of the hostel. The information that we have concerns her phone pings and not cell phone data like calls or text messages. And so, although that gives us some information about where the phone was, it doesn't give us an exact location. It also doesn't explain why the phone was there or who had it. But for a case that has produced very little information, knowing the phone's movement in the days after Sheena was last seen could be huge information. Sheena's phone records indicate that after she left the Greenleaf Hostel, her phone traveled to Evanston. Evanston is located about 10 minutes by car from the hostel, and there's a bus route that takes you there also. If Sheena did go to Evanston, it's not clear why. No one who knows Sheena knows of any connections that she may have had there. It's not clear if police ever went to Evanston to see if there had been any sightings of Sheena. But after her phone pinged in Evanston, it pinged again sometime around November 10th in a place called Winthrop Harbor, Illinois. And Winthrop Harbor is about an hour away from Evanston near the Illinois state line. Again, for Sheena's family and friends, they had no idea why Sheena would be in Winthrop Harbor. Like Evanston, she had no known connections to that area. In September 2022, police and volunteers went to Winthrop Harbor to search for evidence, but they didn't find anything that would help them find Sheena. In January 2022, Sheena's case was reclassified by the Chicago PD as an endangered missing person. But since that point, the family has received very little help or information from the department. And people who are close to Sheena continue to criticize the lack of police effort surrounding her disappearance. Sheena's friend that I spoke to is completely fed up with the Chicago Police Department and how they have treated Sheena's case. Although there are not a lot of details about this case, there are some things that her family and friends have learned on their own that could lead police to additional information. Sheena's story has not attracted much media attention in the time following her disappearance, but that has not stopped her family and friends from doing everything in their power to locate Sheena. To raise awareness about Sheena's story, they have utilized social media and local activists in Chicago. Sheena's image and information was projected onto buildings, and it's because of them that Sheena's story has gotten any attention at all. Even in the absence of help from local law enforcement, they haven't stopped searching for her. Sheena's friends believe that she may have been a victim of sex trafficking. Now, during their investigation, they have uncovered disturbing information about Sheena's boyfriend and his close affiliation to a group known to sex traffic women and girls. There have been several men connected to this group that have already been convicted of sex trafficking minors, and they have been named by the DOJ in connection with sex trafficking rings. These connections, coupled with the allegations that they were in an abusive relationship, makes him a suspect in the minds of many people close to Sheena. Her friend said that they believe Sheena's decision to move back to Iowa was also a way to get away from her boyfriend. Police, however, have not given any information about Sheena's boyfriend. And like I said before, it's not clear if police ever spoke to him again or went to the apartment where he lived with Sheena. But based on what we know, it doesn't seem like police have spoken to him again. And that only adds to the frustration for Sheena's family and friends, and is proof that police do not think that this case is important. They have handed over information and forwarded tips to them, but they have been given very little, and many of those leads have been allowed to go cold. It has been nearly two long, excruciating years since Sheena mysteriously disappeared. The passing of time has been hard for Sheena's loved ones, and the emotional roller coaster they've endured is difficult for most of us to understand. Witnessing family and friends who are desperate and pleading with law enforcement for more assistance, or even just a little bit of hope in locating their missing loved ones, is nothing short of heart-wrenching. Every family with a missing loved one goes through a unique and deeply personal journey with law enforcement and detectives. But in Sheena's family's case, their experience has been marked by frustration and disappointment. Despite their efforts to uncover the truth behind Sheena's disappearance, the police assigned to her case have not given it the priority that it deserves. And this has left Sheena's family with the burden of searching for her on their own, adding another layer of despair and helplessness to their already overwhelming situation. Each day without answers, each unanswered question, and every passing moment adds to the weight on the shoulders of Sheena's family and friends. They hold on to hope, however dim it may be, and continue their search, determined to bring Sheena back home. The lack of a resolution in Sheena's case serves as a reminder of the challenges faced by countless families of missing Black women and girls, and the sometimes frustrating dynamics that they deal with the very authorities meant to help them in their quest for answers and closure. We now know a little bit more about Sheena and the events surrounding her disappearance, but there is still so much that we don't know about Sheena's case. However, the fact that it's been almost 2 years with no answers means that we have to keep Sheena's name in the public eye. The media isn't talking about Sheena, and the police are not looking for her. And so we have to help her family and friends make sure that people don't forget about Sheena. Sheena's friends started the Help Find Sheena page on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, please take a moment and follow the page so that you can stay up to date about Sheena's case. If you live in Chicago or the surrounding area and can offer any assistance to them, please reach out. Sheena was last seen on November 5th at the Greenleaf Hostel at Greenleaf and Sheridan in the Rogers Park section of Chicago. Sheena's last known contact was on November 8th when she texted her friend. Her phone's last pings were in Evanston, Illinois, and Winthrop Harbor, Illinois. Sheena is 5'9", and at the time of her disappearance, weighed 190 pounds. If you have any information regarding her disappearance, you can email helpfindsheena@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and Threads.